leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. KCNA did not describe the kind of weapons, systems the submarine contained or where and when the inspection took place. North Korea has a large submarine fleet, but only one known experimental submarine capable of carrying a ballistic missile. Analysts said that based on the apparent size of the new submarine, it appears designed to eventually carry missiles. As former special counsel Robert Mueller prepares to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and Intelligence Committee on Wednesday, one thing appears to be certain, and that is veteran prosecutor and former FBI director won't reveal anything that's not in his final report to Attorney General William Barr. Still, Democrats are expected to hammer at former Special Counsel Mueller about potential examples of obstruction of justice, especially efforts to fire then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelinek.
They really want to highlight what they see is the most egregious examples of Donald Trump's behavior. This is a major part of their strategy, getting Robert Mueller in front of the American people. Republicans obviously are expected to defend Trump in this hearing and try to poke holes in Mueller's report and look at the origins of the investigation.
That is AP correspondent Mary Claire Jelinek reporting. At least 14 Venezuelan states and the capital were left in the dark again Monday, reviving fears of the blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. Caracas came to a grinding halt as the power outage knocked out traffic lights and stopped the subways during rush hour. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered on Puerto Rico's largest highway calling for the resignation of the embattled governor, Ricardo Rossello. Monday's protest marked the 10th